smash factor.
Ripping driver going for it.
Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Man, that is beyond long.
Look at this. He's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess hello world, huh?
Welcome, everybody, to week 27 on the 2020-21 PGA Tour, RBC Heritage Week. Some may call it a little hangover week from the Masters, but I actually think we got, pretty solid field. We're only 5 weeks away from the PGA Championship. A lot of these guys aren't going back overseas. It's a stronger field than we've had, before. A little bit strong in last year, mainly because that was coming out of the reboot and a lot of the guys were itching to play. But your traditional RBC guys like DJ, who's sponsored by them, of course, is going to be here. But I'm pretty pumped for the week. Good contest on DraftKings already up. I know it's not the Masters or anything like that, but certainly think we'll have a good field and solid contest to go after. So gear back up. We'll recap Augusta real quick, and then we'll get straight to it. DFS for me was, what a grind. Overall, pleased, especially having as much DJ Cantley Garcia that I had. Took 27th in the 4,444 with the 5 of 6. My five guys finished 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 12th, 18th. The 6th guy was Cantley, who missed the cut. By a lot. I think he was finished +8, but had a time there. I was in the top 10, bouncing back and forth. With as many of my big guys up there that missed, now my middle core and everything else was just solid. Willie Z was on that lineup, Scheffler, Siwoo Kim, obviously Matsu, and Jordan Spieth. So I had Spieth was one of my top owned guys. I was high on Matsu and Willie Z. So those all paid out in itself. At the end of the week, break even on the main slate, was break even on showdown going into round four. And then round four was one of my worst round fours maybe in a while, not ever, but just didn't hit anything right. I had Rom, but not enough. He made the big push. Didn't have much Casey, and that hurt. He goes out and shoots, I think, 4 under. Not only did that hurt round four, but that really brought a lot of people back in, especially the 444. Casey was the number one owned guy in the 444 at almost 44%, I believe. So him going from, one of the first guys out Sunday, I think he was +4 to shooting even and finished 27th or something like that, really took a dive into the winnings I had going into Sunday. But, with the 5 of 6, to be able to sweat that out and all the single stuff like the carbon contest and all those kind of things, I finished top 5 almost everywhere. I think I was 3rd in the Nagels Bagels one. And that same lineup was my main lineup everywhere. So, I can't hate for that. Betting, solid. Another winner, Matsu, now is the most winners / first round leader tickets I've had in any season, and we're just in April. So that keeps rolling for us. Pretty happy all the way around. I would have loved Willie Z. He had 100-1. Jordan Spieth would have been my biggest payout because I bet him harder at the 45-1 number in February. But those guys go 1, 2, 3, so I felt pretty good on Sunday. And rolling into now RBC Heritage, great tournament all the way around. You'll hear it on a lot of podcasts. I just really won't go into all the details of Augusta because, at this point in time, people really more focused on moving forward. But overall, I thought it was pretty solid. Obviously, Sunday was a little blah. You thought maybe you're going to get some excitement right off the bat with Matsu getting that bogey. Felt Xander could make a run, but he really never got anything going. Willie Z was there, just never, never close enough. Matsu kind of tried to bring the field back into it a little bit on the back nine, but he stayed away enough that he was, he was a winner. And I was proud. I was happy. Obviously, back him a lot. We saw a little bit of form and peaked up a little bit enough. That's why we jumped on him. Just hope for a good putting week, and you get it. And so, loved it. 50-1, cash the ticket. Right now, use code SMASH, get 20% off any packages. We added several features last week for the Masters on our Green Machine and PGA Tools packages. Added a new feature last night that you guys that I think was awesome. Bobby did a good job with it. In our articles, you'll see when we list a player's name, it'll now come with a add to Green Machine button. So you're reading the article, you like a guy or you don't want to forget about him, you can click him. It'll add it to your player pool automatically to your personal player pool on the Green Machine, you know, our optimizer. That's not just for golf, that's for any sports. Of course, all of our tools come with one price. So when you buy us, you get everything, all sports, all everything. That thing's only going to continue to get better and better and better as we march to football season. So come check us out. You do get a free 7-day trial. We kept that around for you. 20% off, use code SMASH. If you want to get some GC gear like I'm wearing today, SMASH20 gets you 20% off anything in the store there. March to the Masters. I mentioned this last week, but I'll be doing the giveaway 1 week from tonight. Because we did the free trial deal, I want to make sure that everybody that signed up, that they actually stay on, to be fair, to the people that are paying. So that'll end. So you had to sign up by last night. The free trials will all end no later this Sunday. And so Monday morning, I'll be able to pull everybody that either upgraded or became annual members for us. And I'll announce those winners 1 week from today. As always, rate and review us on iTunes. It goes a long way for us. That's our way to climb the charts. And then also, I always, when I do big drawings, I always pull from that those people that do that for us. So I appreciate that. Subscribe and like the video. Even if you're not watching the video version, run over to YouTube, subscribe, hit like. Tell me who you want to play in the 9K range this week. Who is your favorite 9K play? I think the 9K is going to get talked up a lot. I think there's an argument to be made to fade a lot of the 10K. So I'll be interested to see who you love in the 9K. Listener League is up. It's on at Gups Corner on Twitter. I will have the link in the podcast as well. 500 spots. Let's fill it quick. Let's just show them the Masters wasn't the only thing. We did 700 and filled it by Tuesday. Very impressed. Appreciate it very much. Let's fill this one up super fast as well. Show them that we're here to stay around for that. Last week's winner, Backcountry 4444, with an awesome 534.5-point team, 15-point win in the Gups Corner League. He would have took second in the 4,444 contest. I don't know if he wants to hear that. It would have been, I think, a $300,000 cash. But a tremendous lineup. Reed, Spieth, Finau, Matsu, Willie Z, Lefty. Loved all those. All those were my player pools. I just didn't get that one put together. So that's a hell of a lineup there. Reed was probably the one. If I could have went to Reed, McKinley or something like that. You know, you always do the if nuts, Kenny Butts, we all have Merry Christmas. But you run those scenarios on Monday. You know, I'm like, yeah, if Cantley makes the cut, if he shoots what Adam Scott shot, which was horrific on the weekend, I take second. If he shoots 10% better than what Adam Scott shot, I would have won the Millie. If Cantley just does that, he, you know, that, it's kind of hard to stomach. But nowhere close, so we'll move on to the next week and get ready, steam ahead towards the PGA Championship when we have another big contest to look forward to. This week, we're at Harbortown Golf Links in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. As always, go check out Kenny Kim and the Fantasy Degenerate podcast. He does his full breakdown there, and he also puts it on the website. Pete Dye track again. Jack Nicklaus did help him a little bit. We did get to play this last year, but it was in June, which is 2 months later than normal, and I think it could be significant. We need to pay attention to that. I downgraded the 2020 results compared to prior years because this tournament's normally this time of the year, not in June. It looked like the scoring was a lot easier in June. It's a one-off, so we don't know if that's because of when they moved it or not. But that's something to keep in mind as you go through your research. And our tools, you can uncheck 2020 if you want to remove it from the course history. Spit out type when you're looking at stats on the course history part. Very easy to do if you want to do that. Par 71, 7,100 yard, 4 par 3s, 3 par 5s. Two of the 3 par 5s, very gettable. Less than driver course, just like most Pete Dye. TIFF Eagle Bermuda greens, probably decently speed, nothing crazy. Small greens, so around the green can come into play if you're missing them. Weather right now looks great. That typically can make it play hard here if we do get strong winds. I don't There's some Wednesday, a little bit in the Thursday, but nothing crazy. No real storms or anything to talk about. So I think we'll be all right there, but it's early. We'll see what happens come Wednesday. So the cut number from 2019 and before, the average was around even, plus one, even, minus one, somewhere in that range. 2020, it was minus four. Now, like I mentioned, different time of year. Plus, it was a stronger field than normal because of all the guys that wanted to play in it coming out of the reboot in June. So I'm going to go with the cut line of minus one, maybe minus two because we get the T65, which in 2019 when it was even, we were one on the T65 rules. But I'm going to go minus one right now, and I'm going to put my winning score at minus 15. I do not think it's going to play the minus 22 that Webb wanted at last year. So the 4 years before that, it was minus 12, minus 12, minus 13, minus 9. Because I don't see a whole lot of wins or anything, I'm going to go minus 15. I think it'll play a little easier than normal, but not quite like 2020. Key stats for me this week: accurate drives, strokes gain approach, scoring ops inside 12 feet, par 5 DK, strokes gain around the green, and great approaches. 16 guys in the field have not played this since 2016. We are currently at, I think, 134 guys. Joel Damon withdrew earlier. I don't think he's going to be replaced, so that might be where we end up at. Six in the 10K, six in the 9K, 10 in the 8K, 32 in the 7K, 80 in the 6K. Bryson withdrew, but that was even before the pricing came out, so he was not factored into the DK pricing, so just FYI there. Sweet 16, as always, I go through the four price ranges. I give you three plays, a bubble boy, then a fade of the week, a sleeper of the week, some gut feel plays, our monkey knife fight betting segment, one and done, and we get out of here. Start with the 9K and above. I'm going to go with Connors. Probably popular this week at 9,300, but I like him a lot. Putting has improved since the fall as he continues to work on it. He's decent on Bermuda, nothing great. He does have two missed cuts here and then a 21st in 2020. He's number one in my overall rankings. Like him, like the price, you know, fourth in recent form, coming off a 7th, a 14th, and an 8th, and that's at not very easy tracks at TPC, Valero, and the Master. So hell of a form coming in. I like Corey Connors this week. Next is Willie Z. I mean, I assume he's going to be popular. He can't help but love the kid. I hope he gets a win so he can get into, like, the FedEx Cup and all that stuff. It's insane to me that he's still fighting that battle. But just the way the quirkiness and the rules, he can't. The only way he can get as an official member is to win at this point, the way that everything's locked. He's got close several times. I think he could win here. It'd be interesting to see how his game is when he doesn't have to be as powerful off the tee. Club down game, stuff like that. And the putting, you know, I think he putts better on bent than Bermuda. So I could see reasons for maybe passing on him, but I like him a lot this week. My next one is Hatton. And mainly I think he may be a little overlooked. I don't know. It was really down to Fitzpatrick and Hatton for this spot. Coin flip type deal for me. Hatton did get a third here in 2020. He's good on Bermuda putting. 11th in stats, 16th in recent form. I think Fitzpatrick will be more popular, even, and he's number one in putting in Bermuda. So very close call here, but I'll go with Hatton, potential lower own there at 9,500. My bubble boy was DJ, really just to see how the industry is. I mean, miscut, 48th. He's not in any kind of good form right now. Plays decent here, 16th, the 28th, the 17th. But he's priced $900 more than everybody else in the field. Or, I'm sorry, $700 more than Cantley, which is another issue all in itself. Rumors amiss that relationship issues in his home life that maybe led to the not-so-focus at the Masters. Don't know that. Can't confirm it. He's got tremendous history here, third, seventh, and third. I don't mind Cantley, but just going to have to see how that mental side's looking or if we hear anything about that. But DJ, for me, will come down to ownership. I'll have some, unless everybody's like, well, I'm just going to play DJ. He's the best player. Then I'm not really on that train. And I can make an argument, really, that, you know, yeah, Webb did great here. Has played pretty good. You know, a 66th, then an 11th, 5th, 16th, and 1st will probably be the highest owned in this range, I would guess. Berger coming off the miscut, but two good finishes here prior year. Morikawa, 18th at the Masters, 64th here last year, 76th in the field in Bermuda split putting, though. Although he's worked on the putter, we know that. That could be a difference. I think Cantlay, we know with the potential issues in home life, who knows. But he's got the best history here. So, you know, and then Cam Smith is probably one. But all these guys, like, they're not just like, man, I got to be all over them. So I can make an argument for fading the 10K range by any means, you know, by all means. I wouldn't be opposed to it for sure. All good guys here, but I think solid guys down the 9K range. Balance build may be in play this week. We'll kind of see how that shakes out in the industry. 8K range for me, you're going to start with Harmon. Not a guy I play a lot of normally. Really like him here. He's got a 9th, a 23rd, and a 28th mixed in with two missed cuts. So a little hit or miss there. 11th in putting, 6th in total stats. $8,700. Like where he's coming in at. Played well at match play. 12th at the Masters. 3rd at TPC. Another Pete Dye track. And we'll bring in some Pete Dye stuff as we get into the deep dive and into the articles on Wednesday. So I certainly like Harmon. $8,700. Next would be Garcia. You know, killed me last week. Ball striking performance like no other last year here. So maybe he likes this place. So he only played it once, but, you know, he was number one tee to green last year. He got a 5th. Is coming off the missed cut, but, you know, at 8,600, I really don't mind that price for Garcia. You know, make a cut, get some upside. Got good juju from last year. So, you know, he's a guy that I don't mind playing on. Answer, another guy I really don't normally go to, but I kind of like everything about him this week. I feel like this track sets up well for him. $8,900. He got 2nd here in June. Did miss a cut in 2019. He's average on the Bermuda. His last 3 tournaments, a 22nd, a 23rd, and a 26th, all good for him coming in. Stats, he's never really going to pop all over the place, but the putter gets hot. Stroke game approach, he's 24th in the field, so we know the irons are there. Won't have to feel like he's got to be aggressive off the tee. We'll hit a lot of fairways. Kind of like him, he's typically been pretty popular, so we'll have to keep an eye out on that, but I don't mind answer this week. Then the bubble boy was Shane Lowry. Really like him. I'm going to play him. He just only can fit 3 in. He'll be in the pool. See no reason not to play him this week. He got a 3rd here 2 years ago and a 44th 4 years ago. He did miss a cut in June. Coming up with pretty good form. An 8th, a 36th, a 21st. Again, stats aren't going to just jump out at you, but, you know, $8,500, very similar to the other guys in this range. You know, I don't expect too much ownership there. I think he can play really well in this setting. Again, he doesn't have to be big and bad off the tee. So, you know, biggest concern will be irons. Can he keep the irons going and you know, heat up there? Liked how he finished the Masters, so I like Shane Lowry. $8,500 as a bubble boy. Just a little bit of concern, you know, on the approach game. So that's why he was the bubble boy this week. 7K range. Start with Russell Henley, $7,900. He's 3rd overall in my model. 27th in putting. Mixed results here. So 16, 17, he topped 26, top 23. Then 2 missed cuts the last 2 years. He missed a cut at TPC, but a 3rd at Honda. Had a hot putter that week. He's number one in my stats overall. So, you know, $7,900, like, I feel like that's a good price for him. I think he could have been in the 8,000s and I wouldn't have really blinked too much. So a little bit of a discount there. I like him this week with who else is in this range. He may go a little under the radar. We'll see. Next two are two of my favorites in this range. And first one, Siwoo. I think he'll probably be super chalky, so we'll have to watch that. But P Dye specialist, not going to overthink it. We saw him get 9th at the Players. He got 2nd here in 2018, 14th in 2016. He did miss a cut the last 2 years here. So, I mean, there is downside there. Playing really good, though. Really good right now. And so, get a good form Siwoo with a P Dye track. It's hard to pass that. So, I like him. And I like Chris Kirk. I think Kirk is a great play, could possibly win this. Really good form coming in. He was 48th and a 25th and a 6th, so he's getting better, kind of rejuvenating his whole career. 2 made cuts here, 2 missed cuts, so kind of split the middle. Average on Bermuda, nothing great, but nothing crazy, you know, baddish. So I like Chris Kirk this week, $7,500. Bubba Boy was Cam Davis. I like him a lot. We know that. I'll probably play him a lot in Showdown. He's a great Showdown play typically because of the eagle potential. Interested to watch him and see how he plays a shorter track. He missed the cut at TPC, then the 33rd and the 69th. I can't help myself with Davis, so I'm all right there. He's 7th in stroke gain approach, Joe, 25th in opportunities inside 12 feet, 7th in DK par 5. You know, around the green suspect, accurate drive, a little suspect, so that's why he's the bubble boy. But I'm interested to watch his game when he doesn't have to power it off the tee and see how he attacks this course. 6K range. Start with Neesmith, $6,900. Great tee to green guy, ball striking. Just need the putter to show up, right? But $6,900, you're going to have those issues. 33rd here in June. Coming in with decent form. Missed a cut at TPC, but then a 36th and a 34th. I can see the downside here for sure, but you know, he's 16th overall in the model, $6,900. You know, I think he's worth the risk there at that price. Next, Ryan Moore. I think he's getting over his injury he had in the fall, improving. This is his type of course. Great ball striker. You know, putting really for him. If he can putt well, he's got a 16th here and a 41st. Recent form's been hit or miss, but a 35th at TPC, so another Pete Dye track. Honda missed cut, and then a 76th at Valero. So I don't mind Ryan Moore this week. I think, you know, upside's there, and at that price, I'm willing to take that risk. Pat Gazier is my last one before the bubble boy. $6,500, 21st in putting in the field, a 35th at TPC, then a missed cut, and a 9th. Last 5 years here, he's got 3 made cuts, 2 missed cuts, but he has a 14th, a 32nd, a 45th. At $6,500, all he needs a made cut and any kind of upside, certainly worth the risk there. So I really like Kazire this week at $6,500. My bubble boy was Luke List. Mainly, I don't know how chalky he's going to get. You know, so I really like him. We know the putting is going to be a big issue, but he's got a 3rd here, a 41st, and a 39th mixed in with 2 missed cuts. Missed a cut at TPC, missed a cut at Honda, but a 17th at Valero. Maybe we're getting an upswing on List a little bit. I don't think he'll be too popular at $6,900, but, you know, not the best form coming in by any means. Just enough spots that I just moved him to the bubble boy list. I don't mind him, but certainly – something to watch as far as potential if he gets talked up a little bit. I don't think it'll be too bad. I don't think anybody in the 6K really is going to become that popular this week. Fade of the week, this was kind of tough because I'm looking at someone up high, you know, he's trying to figure out who's going to be popular. Right now, I just don't know if he's going to be popular or not. It's going to be Cantley. You know, if there is a mental issue, or not mental issue, but a home life issue or something like that that's taking the focus off. You know, paying 10-9 for him is hard to swallow because you need him in the top five here, which he has a great history here. This is one I could change by the time we get the Wednesday's movers and shakers. Just want to fill out the pulse. Maybe he gets an oppressor. We get to, you know, look at him, see how he's doing, you know, in general. But not – I mean, missed the cut at TPC, missed the cut at the Masters, didn't make it out of the first round at WGC. So at 10-9, I just think I'll pass. I just wonder if he's going to get up there in the ownership. I think he will, but we'll have to see. Sleeper of the week, you know, this was, again, you know, hard to find on a Monday, you know, define who's probably going to be lower owned. I think a guy that is there, but I'm not sure he'll get that talked up, is Lucas Glover, $7,100. Really like him a lot this week. I could see him winning it. We know the putter is his weak side, but played here pretty solid. 33rd, a 32nd, a 32nd, a 21st. He did miss a cut in 2019, but that's the only time. Coming in with good form, 48th, a 19th, a 4th. You know, pretty good. I mean, pretty solid form coming in. I like that about him. If he gets a putter rolling, which, you know, can be his weakness, you know, I could see maybe not, you know. But at $7,100, all we need is – again, make the cut, top 20 upside, top 25. He's there. If he gets to striking the ball and irons get hot, he can certainly put some scores up. So I like Lucas Glover. I don't think he'll be talked up too much or too high owned at $7,100. Gut feel plays for me. First one's Griot, 26th in my rankings. You know, nothing to hate about him. I mean, he's always going to come down to can he make a putt or two. Hadn't seen him in a while. 16th here, though, and a 33rd and a missed cut. So pretty good, you know, history that I'll take a chance on him at $7,300. Doug Gim, a guy I really like this week. I, you know, been riding, you know, he's kind of riding the form in. 29th at TPC, so did well there. 44th at Valero. He did miss a cut at Honda, but you know, Honda's a tough track. You can miss a cut. Anybody can miss a cut there. Another guy that we kind of got to worry about putting, but you know, if he can, you know, he's pretty good at approach. He's 15th in the field for me. If he can start throwing some up there, hit a lot of greens. I like Gim in general, where his entire game's come in the last 6 months. So he's a guy I'll go back to at $6,900. Ian Poulter, 38th in my rankings right now. Great history here, a 54th, an 11th, a 7th, a 10th, a 14th. So five straight made cuts. Pretty good on Bermuda, 26th at the Masters. This course just fits him. Like, he plays it really well, obviously. You can see that by the history. Seems like it fit his game perfectly. I like Poulter a lot. And my last gut feel would be Peter Malinotti. We know we got to work on or rely on putting a lot, but four straight made cuts here. Two okay finishes and two good finishes. He had a missed cut way back in 2016, but hadn't missed since then. Not the best form coming in. Three straight missed cuts. So, that's a little reason it's more of a gut feel play. But this track should line up for his game. And at $6,400, I don't mind taking a risk on that. My betting segment, top five that pop and two long shots, brought to you by Monkey Knife Fight. Use GUPS, G-U-P-S, for 100% match up to $50. Just go to monkeyknifefight.com, use that code. You get 100% match on your first $50 deposit. Top five that pop for me out the gate, Willie Z, 25-1, Connors, 33-1, Siwoo, 40-1, Davis, 80-1, Poulter, 66-1. I like all those numbers. Webb and DJ, those guys being up at the top, Morikawa, Cantley, they're really pushing some of those numbers up. So that's good if you think you can want to fade those. Two long shots, Ryan Moore, 150-1, and Doug Gim, 125-1 are the ones I like. Wesley Bryan's a guy that, he's 400-1. He won here in 2017, has made the cut the next 2 years. He's a guy that 400-1, you could throw a top 20 on. You're going to get pretty good value there. He'll probably be in some flyers for me at $6,300, but that betting number just seemed high for a guy that has won at this course. You know, at least put maybe a top 20 bet on him. One and done, my favorite plays. There's some strategy this week you could use. A lot of people may have used DJ last week or have already used him. So if you do think he could come out here and dominate, maybe you take him because not many people have him left. I don't mind Connors. I don't mind Zalatoris. I don't know how many people have actually pulled the trigger on him. Fitzpatrick, a guy that I may not play if he gets super chalky and DK, so maybe I'd use him for one and done. Berger is another one. I think I said Morikawa. Hatton is a guy you could look at. Cantley is one if you like. Cam Smith's a guy I got, kind of penciled in there. I'll always get my final top five on Wednesday as well. E9 this week. I know Kenny's swamped it with his work and everything going on. He'll probably take the week off. Not 100% sure if he does have time to join. Obviously, love having him. We had a great E9 last week. Kenny dropped a couple tweets out there on some good calls we had. A lot of fun. You guys put a lot of questions out there. That always makes it easier on him and I. Normally shoot for around 5:30, 6 o'clock Eastern time. As a reminder, you can use Smash to get 20% off any package right now that comes with the 7-day free trial. Come check out all the new features and stuff we got going. Should have a great week. Now, I don't want to say bounce back because last week wasn't horrible. Try to get another winner on the board. Looking forward to it. Going to be a good week to deep dive as well. Look at some Pete Dye specialist type stuff and see what the industry's talking about as we head towards Wednesday. Hope you guys have a great day and a blessed week, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.